Looking overseas now, the British government thought it was unveiling really good news this morning. It presented a huge rescue plan for its beleaguered banks. Around $976 billion is going to be made available. But London's stock market did not turn around. Instead, it fell again today, this time by more than 5%. Laura Lynch reports from London on the British bailout and the concerns about it.
London's financial district, its equivalent of Wall Street, woke up to hear the news it had been hoping for. Britain is buying into and backing the banks in a big way, nearly $1 trillion. Financial analyst Howard Wieldon's description sounded almost like a blockbuster movie premiere.
Unprecedented, spectacular, and I think it will work.
Will it work? After working through the night, finance officials put the package together at 5 o'clock this morning after bank stocks crashed to frightening new lows yesterday. Documents in hand, Britain's Treasurer Alistair Darling rushed onto the airwaves to get the news out before the markets opened.
And the steps that I'm announcing today, I believe, will help as they stabilise the position and help banks restructure.
In fact, part of the plan, nearly $440 billion of it, will be used to guarantee any loans banks make to each other. Another $88 billion will be offered to banks to help rebuild their capital right away. Then there are short-term loans, $350 billion worth, which Darling insists are a safe bet.
The money that I'm putting in to ensure there is enough money in the system generally, which I'm announcing today, will be in the order of about £200 billion. That is effectively lent into the banking system, and it has to be repaid. So we'll get that money back.
Financier Evelyn de Rothschild isn't quite so convinced given the turmoil in the markets.
One hopes that the taxpayer will be repaid in some form or another. You can't be certain at the moment. One's got to be positive about the fact that the scheme has a standing that gives an opportunity to be repaid. Recouping the debt, getting back a dividend, and hopefully making money out of the investment, you can't judge it now.
So UK taxpayers are now owners of banking stocks. Prime Minister Gordon Brown, mindful of the backlash that greeted the bailout in the United States, says banks will have to answer to the government.
There are strings attached. There are conditions attached. This is us insisting that what concerns every taxpayer in the country is part of the discussions and the agreements with the banks when we put in the capital and become a shareholder of these banks.
The conditions include limits on how much bank executives are paid and a vow to help out homeowners and small businesses. That may not comfort those who believe the banks are being, in effect, rewarded for their own incompetence and greed. The anger on the street today echoed the same intense feelings heard in the United States last week.
I just think it's disgusting how they got in that state in the first place.
The people that made the mess should be the ones to clear it up, not everyone else. Everyone's got to pay. Like, everyone's had to pay for what's going on, and it's not right.
I find it astounding that they can raise this money to help the economy, but they can't for the NHS or other things like that.
In fact, the size of this scheme is four times that of the annual budget for Britain's NHS, or National Health Service. It's one-third of the nation's entire economic output. And that translates into some other dismaying possibilities the politicians weren't talking about today. If all the money on offer is used, it will almost certainly lead to tax increases and cuts to government services. After all, Britain itself must borrow the money to fund the rescue package, and it will have to pay billions back with interest, possibly to other banks abroad. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.